Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week our text is Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 19 and 20. Familiar passage, the Great Commission, where the Bible says, the Lord Jesus speaking, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." And this week we'd like to talk about the call to carry the Great Commission, the call to go and to teach, and to teach them to observe and to train others in this truth of the gospel. And we're looking at it from the aspect of the call. Now understand that everybody that is saved has a call. Your call may not be to go to Argentina as a missionary, but you still have a call upon your life because you're saved by the grace of God. Let's look at some of the sources of the calls from Scripture. I think about the call that comes from above, the call that is above us. Isaiah, it's the year that King Uzziah died. He has just seen the Lord high and lifted up. And of course, he does some soul searching and declares that he is a man of unclean lips and dwells among a people of unclean lips. And the Bible says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" This is the Trinity in the plural. Whom shall I send and who will go for us? We see the Trinity here in the plural. Go for us. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And the Lord speaking with himself, communing with himself. Who will go for us? Then said I, Isaiah speaking, "Here am I, send me." A call from above. Can I say that you may not have the call to go to the foreign mission field. You may not even be called to be a preacher. But my friend, all of us know when God puts it upon our hearts to do something and to be obedient. And when the Lord says to us that we are to go to someone, to speak to someone, to witness to someone, how many times have you been troubled in your heart about talking to someone about their salvation or talking to someone, giving them your testimony? And it's always interesting. Anytime that occurs, the Lord has already been there in advance, and he has already troubled that heart and prepared that ground to receive that seed. And so there's a call, my friend, and the call is not just a random one or a general one, but there's a call from above. And I'm glad God knows the end from the beginning, and I'm glad God can correct and can adjust and can direct our footsteps. And I don't believe that in the child of God's life there are coincidences. I don't believe that it just so happened that somebody was listening to the radio on just a certain day, and it just so happened that the preacher had a missionary on, and it just so happened they were talking about a place that that person already had been interested in. Just so happened. I don't believe that. I believe it's all part of that call that God Almighty orchestrates, that we might confirm and that we might be sure that there is that call upon us to go and to tell and to do what we should do and what the Bible teaches us that we're all called to do, and that is to tell others about the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's interesting that when Cornelius was praying, God sent an angel to him. But you know, the angel did not tell him how to get saved. The angel told him where to find a preacher. Because you see, the angels have never been commissioned to carry the gospel. Only human beings who have received the gospel and been saved, they alone are qualified to tell someone else how to be saved. Father, will you use this thought in our hearts today, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.